This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Even if you're not reading the book with us, we are reading Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. Even if you're not reading the book with us, please still listen to these episodes because the meat, the message is so necessary, whether you're reading the pages or not. And I try my best to make each episode discussion one that's applicable, even if you haven't read it. So moving on to chapter two, this chapter is called A Vital Necessity. The introductory scripture is Proverbs 23:7. What I thought was interesting and a note that I want to point out for you as you're reading or listening and you hear people quote scripture, always go back and read it for yourself. And this is a prime example of that. So the introductory scripture here is Proverbs 23:7. And she writes it as saying, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." And I was like, I feel like there was more to this scripture in Proverbs because I'm familiar with it. So when I looked it up myself in its entirety in the New King James Version, it says, "So as he thinks in his heart, so is he." And then it continues, and this wasn't in the Battlefield of the Mind book, but in the Word, it continues to say, "Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." I'm not saying that Miss Joyce said anything wrong here, but I do want to emphasize the importance of reading scripture for yourself, because a lot of times there's so much more meat to it than the author of books or the speaker may have room for, because the speaker has a specific subject. This book is about the battlefield of the mind and your thoughts. And this scripture is applicable to that because of the underlying principle of as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This is the principle of it. But when you read the text in the Word, the extra stuff that's there is talking a lot about how people can be manipulative. So it's giving you wisdom, not just for yourself, but wisdom in the behavior of others. So that's why it's important to also go and read the text. And that's why we're including scripture in the show notes that is brought up via the book so that you can go study what God has to say, the context of those things, as they were originally written. But Joyce's point here, as she starts off this chapter, is simply you cannot have a positive life and a negative mind. The next scripture that she introduces is Romans 8 and 5. It says, "For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit, set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Spirit." She goes on to say, in the King James Version, the 8th chapter of Romans teaches us that if we mind the things of the flesh, we will walk in the flesh. But if we mind the things of the Spirit, we will walk in the Spirit. Let me put it another way. If we think fleshly thoughts, wrong thoughts, negative thoughts, we cannot walk in the Spirit. Renewed, God-like thinking is a vital necessity to a Christian life. There are times when we humans will be lazy about something if we don't realize how important it is to pay attention to it. Let us say, for example, that the bank calls and tells you that your account is overdrawn by $850. You immediately look for the problem. Perhaps in your search, you discover that you failed to make a deposit that you thought you had made. So you rush to the bank right away with the deposit so you won't have any further problems. I would like for you to consider this matter of getting the mind renewed in the same manner. Your life may be in a state of chaos because of years of wrong thinking. If so, it's important for you to come to grips with the fact that your life will not get straightened out until your mind does. You should consider this area one of vital necessity. Be serious about tearing down the strongholds Satan has built in your mind. Use your weapons of the word, praise, and prayer. Now, when I was reading this, it made me think about the main episode of this week where I told you that God was dealing with me about the importance of putting safeguards in place to protect my mind. I love that Joyce is addressing here our current patterns of thinking, but I believe it's also important to note that while we're addressing our current patterns of thinking, we also need to protect our future patterns of thinking, because we live in a world, this book was written a very long time ago, but thinking about our life right now, we are constantly inundated with messaging via social media, television, radio, billboard. Everywhere we look, somebody is trying to get our attention. They're trying to get into our head in order to influence our thinking, in order to influence our behavior, in order to influence our buying decisions. We are constantly being inundated with messages to control our thinking. And it's so important that not only do we uproot these strongholds and deal with our current thought patterns, but it's important that we put safeguards in place to protect our future thought patterns. This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. 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 And if I can just go here for a second, something that irritates me to the core is this wave of compromising Christianity that we see. And I don't talk about current events on this podcast because I just don't. I'm committed to the messages that God has, and I will bring in current events or even my own life as relevant for God's message. I don't care to just run my mouth about stuff. That's not what this platform is for. So hear me out. This has nothing to do. Well, we've seen this in current events, but I don't care to talk about anything specific, but I do want to speak on a pattern that I've personally noticed, especially with me being called to media. I get frustrated where in this season, I'm like, God, the enemy is just getting deeper and deeper and more overt with how he is moving in the media industry. I watched a Christmas movie over the holiday. And in this movie, it was on Netflix. In this movie, the premise was, it was one of those same old switching bodies, 17 again, or big, little, like those type of things where some event happens, two people swap bodies, and then they spend the rest of the movie figuring out how to get back into their original body. And over the course of that time, they learn lessons about each other. The same story we've seen 50 million times, right? So it was another one of those. And this time it was based upon Christmas, but the way in which this switch happened, it was a woman who was this psychic tarot reader that was manipulating the situation. And I was like, this is a Christmas movie. I am really big on the things that my son in particular watches on television. He's never been like a big screen kid. My son is a bookworm through and through. I cannot wait to see who he grows up to be because he's brilliant at a very young age. He's been reading since 2. He's doing math now. He's 3. Like, he's just super duper smart. And I can't even take credit for that. Like, he is gifted. That's 100% God that made him that way. And it's just my job to cultivate it. So even with him, he watches some stuff, but he's never been like a big on YouTube type of kid. But sometimes if he's at like my mom's house or whatever, certain things will come on and I have to tell them, pay attention to what he's watching. Don't let anything come on the screen to him. And so something, especially around like October time, there was some video and it was, of course, a bunch of witchy, monster, demonic type of stuff that they were trying to make, quote unquote, cute for kids. And it just pissed me off because I expect the enemy to be the enemy. Like, I'm not shocked by anything, but it's made in children's programming to introduce the idea that this is cute and this is fun. There was as I was shopping in Target around that time, there were like little spell toys and things like that for the children. And it just pisses me off because it's marketed as cute because it's supposed to influence a pattern of behavior that demonic things are not serious, that these things are fun to play with. But it's nothing fun about that. I even had to say something to my son's teacher. My son goes to a Christian private school. And in the group chat with parents, the parents were saying that they were going to be sending candy home. One of the parents asked, is it okay for them to send candy home for Halloween for the students? Now, when I first interviewed, because we have to be interviewed before the child gets accepted to the school. So when they interviewed us, I'm reading in detail their philosophy. I need to make sure that you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to know how faith is integrated into your curriculum because Christian don't always mean Christ-like. So we got to be, I got to know what you believe in if you're going to be a vital part in molding the mind of God's child and my child. So we had this conversation and the topic of Halloween came up because I blatantly, you know, flat out ask. I don't have no issue asking the questions. So they let us know we don't celebrate that. They have other things where they do like a spirit week outside of that where the kids come up. One day is pajama day. One day is costume day. Things like that so the kids can have opportunities to do fun things outside of that. So I'm like, okay, whatever. The topic of Halloween came up and parents sending candy home. I text the teacher. I said, hey, I know it's established and you guys have said that you don't celebrate Halloween because the teacher's response to the parent was, we don't celebrate Halloween, but you can bring candy. And I said, hey, that sounds like a contradictory statement to me. How are you saying that you don't celebrate something, but you are allowing celebrations to occur? Make it make sense to me. So the teacher was like, well, we're not giving out candy. The kids are not coming to school dressed. The parents, they want to send candy home. We'll just throw it in their bag and send it home or whatever. But this was like a whole conversation that we had. And then she said, you know, you can just take it. You could check the bag when the child gets home because he's three. He ain't emptying his book bag out. If they put something in his book bag, he'll know. Like, he's not at that age where he's going through his own stuff. So I'm like, okay, fine. They send it home. I take the candy out, throw it away. So simple as that. But even instances like that, we have to be mindful. And I'm using my child as an example, but even with us, we have to be mindful of the things that are trying to influence our current pattern of behavior. And the amount of time that we spend on our devices and such, it just gives that much more opportunity for the enemy to plant these thoughts. It's hard enough to take captive the thoughts that are already coming in. By us leaving ourselves susceptible to so much influence, we're going to miss some stuff by nature of us just being human, and there's a lot going on. So I want to emphasize that not only should you engage in the battlefield of the mind that's happening right now, but put controls in place so that you are not making yourself susceptible to new battles, new patterns of behavior that you then have to pray and fast and work to break. Joyce Meyer goes on to say, and this is on page 25 under the heading of vital necessity. For the believer, right thinking is a vital necessity. A vital necessity is something that is so important that one simply cannot live without it. Like a heartbeat is vital or blood pressure is vital. These are things without which there is no life. The Lord impressed this truth on me years ago concerning personal fellowship with him in prayer and the word. I was having a terrible time disciplining myself to do these things until he showed me that they are a vital necessity. Just as my physical life is dependent upon my signs, my vital signs, so my spiritual life is dependent upon spending regular quality time with God. Once I learned that fellowship with him is vital, I gave it priority in my life. In the same way, once I realized that right thinking is vital to victorious living, I got more serious about thinking about what I was thinking about and choosing my thoughts carefully. So again, I emphasize that point of putting controls in place, because if I'm being honest, this is exhausting. Because if I'm being honest, what Joyce is proposing here can, on the surface, feel exhausting. I got to think about so many things throughout the day. So you telling me, Ms. Myers, that now I also have to think about what I'm thinking about? On the surface, it could be like, this is too much, but it's not. And a way to make this easier is to put those controls in place so that you're not putting yourself in unnecessary warfare. It's spending consistent time with God so that your thought patterns, your feelings, your behaviors, what you're hearing and ingesting is consistent with Him, and spending time in the Word as well. Because as you adopt the Word as your truth, as you adopt the Word as your pattern of behavior and mold yourself to be in alignment with God's standards, then all of this becomes a lot easier. Because again, I don't want to just introduce these concepts or to read these books or have podcasts on these topics without you being able to apply it and make it real and truly live it out. So the way that you live this out and you have the bandwidth, because we're in a spiritual battle, whether you choose to engage or not. We talked about that last week. Don't forfeit a fight that's fixed in your favor, girl. I'm gonna keep saying it. So the war is happening regardless. And if busyness, if overconsumption is weakening your ability to actively claim victory that's already yours, then you need to fix that. If you being too busy to spend time with God is, and I'm telling you it is, weakening your ability to live a victorious life, you need to prioritize that and address that. For me personally, I can't afford to not have a relationship with God. There's too much that depends on it. With this platform I have with just the podcast comes responsibility. I can't be on here saying anything. I have to keep my tongue pure. My prayer every day is, God, continue to purify my heart. Show me the wicked ways of myself so that I can keep those things crucified, so that I can keep those things surrendered to you. God, continue to sharpen my tongue. You've given me the ability to speak for you. Now, God, purify it and sharpen it so that I can be even more accurate. God, sharpen my tongue so that even in my prayer life, I can be that much more accurate, because you've blessed me with this and I'm not going to blow it. There's not going to be blood on my hands. I'm not building a brand, an altar for myself. I'm building this for you. I'm building this so that people can go to you, so that you can get the glory. And not only am I responsible here, I have children that I have to raise up in a way that they should go so they don't depart from it. I take pride in the fact that my son knows how to pray at 3 years old, that he knows scripture at 3 years old, that I take pride in the fact that he lives in a home where we talk about God openly, where I don't have to force anything on him, because he knows the Bible because he sees it out. He knows that reading the Word is important because he sees his parents do it. He knows that prayer is important because we pray together. So it's a vital necessity, this relationship with God, you understanding and applying the Word, you being cognizant of what you think about and what you allow to enter into your heart and mind is vital, y'all. This is life or death. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to live. So that's it for this episode. I'm going to stop it here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next one.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.